You're listening to National Talk Black.
We are live here at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bumbo, Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, I mentioned earlier about our little brother, Quaden Bales, and how he was treated regarding the bullying. And look, it's so lucky we've got his beautiful mother on the line, Yerrika. You there? Morning, sis. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay, thank you.
Yeah, good, sis. Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, sis, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Well, I'm born and raised in Redfern, represent South Sydney.
Yes.
On Gadigal country, but we live on Yagara country now up here in Brisbane. My three children were born here, but mum is Wanneroo and Bundjalung, so New South Wales Koori's. And dad is Birrigubba Gungaloo, with ties to just about everywhere here in Queensland, Central Queensland, North Queensland.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And your lovely father with us in spirit, and look, my mentor. Let's talk about little Quaden boy. How's he travelling?
It's been very overwhelming, but it's unbelievable the amount of support and, everyone just reaching out and sending their love and people sharing their similar stories. It's really overwhelming.
Mm.
But, he just said he had the worst day of his life and now he's having the best day of his life, bless him.
Too deadly. Is he back at school today?
No, we're having a meeting with them on Monday. So, we'll see what the solutions will be. And
yes,
it'll be his decision if he wants to go back to school, if they put some, some procedures in place to make it a culturally safe space and a place where bullies are disciplined, then he'll have no problem with readjusting back into the school community. But if not, then it'll be back to homeschooling, because this has just been an ongoing challenge his whole schooling life, unfortunately.
Look, a blessing comes in disguise, and it's so sad, but your beautiful son looks like the angel in disguise to have this conversation that needs to be had across this country or across this globe, and a strong and resilient little black man he is, and it's very important that we have this conversation, but unfortunately those little strong shoulders are carrying this message.
Yeah, he's definitely been feeling a lot of pain physically, mentally and spiritually. Being an Aboriginal boy with a disability, it's a double-edged sword, and people don't understand that, how difficult it is. You're already copping racism, and then to have a disability on top of that, it's way too much for anyone to bear, let alone an innocent child that really doesn't understand, why he's being targeted, and even the physical abuse, the attacks in public. It's just been so much, and we've suffered in silence for so long, like so many other people, and unfortunately there's been way too many lives lost to bullying. You look at our community and we've got the highest rates of suicide, and it's because a lot of us are living in fear. We don't want to, I have been suffering in silence for so long, listening and witnessing my son. His first suicide attempt was 6 years old. And to think that we are burying our babies as young as six, and, we've had 8-year-old funerals.
Exactly.
It's an epidemic, and something needs to be done, because our communities are suffering majorly in this country.
And look, Yerrika, I think you will agree. Kids are kids, and kids can be cruel, but you're not born with racism. It's passed down, and so we need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, yes?
Exactly, and that is our whole message. We're not spreading, it's not about any message in particular. There are no hidden agendas. I shared that video out of frustration, because we are in desperate need of help. I don't know what else to do. This is something we face every single day, and the bullying campaigns are simply not enough. They're not working. We need to be doing more as individuals, families, communities, and as a nation, because this is a worldwide epidemic, and there needs to be an international call to action, because we're at crisis levels. We're losing way too many people, especially the young fellas in our communities that are just killing themselves at the highest rate.
Yes.
So for me, it's about raising more education and awareness around disabilities, around discrimination, and just spreading the love and kindness.
Yep.
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
To be kind.
Well, I always say life is simple, but people complicated, and we're having this conversation here on Murray Radio going across the nation. So here's another tool, another vehicle that we can talk for discussion.
Exactly.
Little Quaden boy, so he's travelling really good. He's at home. He's upbeat. So I believe he's going to lead the NRL Indigenous team out, All-Stars team out on the field on Saturday.
He is. We actually had to escape the madness at home yesterday. People were just rocking up to our house. So we were invited to come down the Gold Coast. So we're here with the All-Stars camp, and he's just hanging with all the uncles there and the teams, and he's just forgetting about all the bullies, you know. It's just exactly. been a blessing in disguise. And there's always a positive to be drawn out of a negative. So
sure.
it's just, you know, showing him that there are beautiful people out there. It's really instilled that faith in humanity back again to know that we've got so much love and support, not only from our mob and from other people with disabilities around the world, but just from, you know, people on a human level, people that are connecting and just reaching out. It's just, it's so beautiful to see the support, you know, around the world. It's just been so unbelievable.
Deadly. Sister Yeriko, just share with us a couple of the responses you got and from the globe, so to speak, because it made a global yarn. Just give us some good feedback there.
Well, I actually was contacted by an American comedian who has the same condition. He's got achondroplasia, dwarfism like Peyton. And he said, I'd love to be able to start a GoFundMe, get you guys over here, have a holiday, you know, bring Quayden over to Disneyland. And I was really uncomfortable, you know. I was like, okay, this is Quayden's dream here.
Yes.
So I said, okay. Quayden was like, yes, Mum, yes. And I'm like, no, I don't know how I feel. No good. He just wanted 10 grand to get us over and have a little holiday. It's now almost reaching $100,000. So this is just...
Look, it's meant to be. And like I said, your beautiful little man there, he can be the message carrier, carrying the torch, so to speak. So do not feel guilty taking that trip or taking that money. Use it as a tool.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the more we raise, the more awareness, the more campaigns, the more we can do, the more people we can reach. So it's definitely a stepping stone to be able to, you know, to get to where we want to be. And this is... You know, when it all blows over and the media dies down, all the attention dies down, we've got to remember that this is people's lives on the line. This is our kids' lives on the line. This is every day someone is killing themselves due to bullying. So, you know, we just need to keep the momentum going. Even when all the media and, you know, everything dies down, we are going to be still fighting the good fight and supporting other families that are going through this and sending our love to people that have already lost their babies to suicide. So, it's an ongoing thing, and we won't stop.
And we're talking bullying, stamp it out. We're talking racism, stamp it out. That's not only on black people. We're talking divorcism, you know, we're talking females, all the above. It needs to be stamped out. And, look, thank you very much for sharing, my sister. Big love there to Quayden from Uncle Trev and all the mob here at Bummer Bipper Media and Two Deadly Sisters. And keep doing what you're doing. Stay strong. And he's going to lead that deadly team on Saturday night. There it is. That's a win straight away.
Definitely. It's going to be so good. Thank you to everyone. Thanks for your time and thanks for sharing the message and all the love. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, okay. You take care, my sister.
Will do. You too, brother.
Bye, darling. Two Deadly, beautiful yarn there, Yeriko. That's the mother of little Quayden, Quayden Bales, and the little brother who got bullied at school. And as his mother reckoned, it's a double-edged sword in regard to being a little Aboriginal boy, but also being having dwarfism with him. You know, he's born as a dwarf, and he's has slapped with the bullying and staying strong there in the conversation. And he's leading the team out on Saturday night, the All Stars Indigenous team. And they all got behind him. And now there's a GoFund page, and he's going to be travelling over to Disneyland. But it's not about that. It's about using that as a tool, as a message to deliver a message of stamping out all racism, all bullying. And we need to stop it. And we need to come together as one. You might have your say, Yana.
National Talk Black